Hello, everyone. This is Dave Burda, news editor at Foresight Health. Welcome to Foresight Health's How Healthcare Revolutionaries Think podcast, where we get inside the heads of people trying to fix the healthcare system. Our guest on today's show is Abhinav Shashank. Shashank is co-founder and CEO of Innovacer, which he launched in 2014. Innovacer is a San Francisco-based healthcare technology company that works with various healthcare industry segments to unify their fragmented or siloed data or data sets within one organization or across an enterprise to give users insights into how to improve their administrative, clinical, financial, and/or operational performance. I interviewed Shashank as part of our How Healthcare Revolutionaries Think series. I spoke with him about why healthcare lags behind other industries in terms of technology and tech-driven innovation, and why he's grateful to every Innovacer employee, past, present, or future, who are along for his ride. Hello there, Abhinav. Dave Burda with Foresight Health.
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
Good. How are you? Very nice to meet you.
It's been like incredibly busy. Sorry about joining like a few minutes late. Starting 7 a.m., I've basically been on one call after the other. So,
not a problem. Yeah, I've seen calendars like that on people's screens. It gives me a headache to look at it, all those different color blocks.
Trying to figure out, like, I think at one point, basically, like, I think Warren Buffett basically keeps saying this, that as a leader, your calendar should be really empty.
Oh.
Like,
okay.
When do I basically get to that? Like,
yeah, it's like those people who say they don't have any emails in their inbox. I don't trust them.
Yeah. Yeah, you should. Perfect.
Oh, and I want to go to something you said about some of these issues you see in healthcare. Other industries have solved those same issues years, if not decades ago.
Yeah.
And so that's the comparison you're making. Why do you think that healthcare was just stuck in this rut? Is it, you know, versus banking, let's say, or real estate or some other field that you've seen where things, you know, these frictions have all been sanded away, but not in healthcare? Why do you think that happened?
I think the biggest reason is basically that we don't have information being opened up.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest piece is every other industry adopted internet.
Mm-hmm.
And what ended up sort of really happening is, let's say like Google Maps got created, right? So now suddenly you had location data opened up.
Right.
So therefore, on top of it, you could create an Uber, you could create Amazon,
mm-hmm.
like your transportation could basically transform. Internet basically allowed your financial data to be portable, and therefore banking ended up transforming. I don't know when you went to the teller last time, right?
Right, yeah.
You don't even call digital banking today. It is just banking.
Right, right.
And so all of these things like actually adopted modern internet in very meaningful ways. And what that led to was opening up and portability of information of these industries and organizations.
Mm-hmm.
Healthcare, basically, because of some of the systems that it sort of really has been like a major blocker to information getting opened up. And the reality of it is, unless you basically have information getting opened up, you will just not be able to create meaningful goods and services, because we live in the information age.
Right.
And if we live in the information intelligence age, and if the data and information is basically locked up, no wonder we are sitting behind every other industry, because we just wouldn't let good things happen to us.
Right, right. So it's that where other industries kind of use data as fuel,
yeah.
Healthcare just kept that bottled up, and therefore you're just stuck in the same place, right?
Yeah. So I think like that is the biggest thing that like I keep saying that healthcare, like we talk about AI, we talk about all of the things that are happening in the world right now, but the reality of it is we need healthcare to get internet.
Right. Right.
And if we had an open information architecture, if we basically allowed for data portability in a safe, secure way, the same way your banking information travels, right? Like, it's not that everyone in the world basically has your banking information, like, but it's portable, right?
Right.
You could access it, like you could basically share it. You can have your accountants and everyone have access to it. Can you do that like with your medical records?
No, not right now. No. Let me ask you about your engineering background and just how does that make you think about healthcare? I mean, did you see healthcare? You're talking about some of these issues. Did you see it as an engineering problem, or is it being an engineer? Does it you think about problems in an engineering fashion, you know, mathematically, or, you know, tell me about that.
Yeah. So I did my engineering at IIT in India. Like IIT is effectively like the MIT equivalent in India. And post that, I worked with this company called Ingersoll Rand. It's basically like one of the largest manufacturing businesses across multiple broad areas. And the problem statement that I worked on there was that how do you get, like, Ingersoll Rand has thousands of companies. Mm-hmm. It's a large conglomerate, thousands of companies basically within one company. And therefore, it has tens of thousands of products. Yeah, right. And so what ended up sort of really happening there was that the project that I worked on was how do you get all of these devices and products effectively connected and then basically create like an information layer like on top of it.
Okay.
And based on that, like you could now do predictive maintenance. You could effectively think about where things are running versus not. You can give control to a centralized team to basically manage it rather than having people sort of really having to go and run and figure out all of those things on their own. This was like an insanely complicated project. And once we did that, it was actually a collaborative project between China, India, and US, right? Because a large part of manufacturing was happening in China, like a large part of design was happening like in the US, like a large part of software engineering was happening in India. So I was sort of really like leading all of these things across multiple things at the age of 22. And it was mind-bogglingly great. What I realized from that is that, so these guys basically built air conditioning systems as well. Like one of the companies built air conditioning systems. The other company basically built up security systems. What we did as the first proof of concept of the entire thing was that you enter a room, and this was like 2013, right?
Okay.
Like it's not today, right? You enter a room, the camera would basically tell that it's you. Based on that, it would put the right temperature. It would make sure that the security systems are set up right. It would play the right music mm-hmm. on the thermostat, like, and do all of those things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So imagine for a 22, 23-year-old person, you basically built out a technology. Now you're entering a room, like, it's basically saying, hey, Abhinav, how are you? It was like magic.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. So I think like that was the primary driver for me to go ahead and say that, oh my God, the world is going to change.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And I want to do this and do this in the more meaningful areas. And how do I go ahead and do that?
Right. So do you see that experience as kind of your benchmark? Like when you look at a problem, do you think, well, it's not as complicated as that was, so we can fix this? Or in other words, you use it as kind of your measure of how complicated a problem's going to be at all?
I think like that is my driving goal.
Okay.
I want to sort of really get to the point where every doctor has a Jarvis equivalent, like the Iron Man Jarvis equivalent. And when you enter a doctor's room, they have all of the information that they effectively need. They are basically operating as the Iron Man superhero.
Yeah.
That they can call, oh, Jarvis, tell me this, tell me that, what is sort of really happening. So all of the work that we are effectively doing is to get to that point. And it's doable. Now, we've gotten to the stage now where maybe in the next year or so, maybe in 2 years, we will basically get there. That you enter a room, everything there is pre-prepared. Like the doctor knows everything about you. Like they know your past history, all of the disease areas that you've sort of really had. Based on that, they know where, what the future, what are diseases that you could have. And therefore, basically are working with that information rather than the two-line sentence that, hey, like I have a knee pain and I have got this, right? Because your medical history informs a lot of what is happening, right?
Right.
And if you can then inform the doctor based on all of those sort of like things, really the practice of medicine just changed.
Right, right. You're spending your time doing things rather than trying to find things, right? You've been in the news last couple of weeks. You bought a company, you laid off some people, but I did see, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think it was on LinkedIn, the note that you sent to the people that were let go. I know just from reading it and from being a writer myself, you wrote that. That was heartfelt. So you're saying you're very analytical, but yet when the time comes, that was a very authentic, genuine statement. Am I right? Am I reading that correctly?
The way to sort of like think about it is if anyone decided to join the mission, put in the time, effort, and energy to do something here, I'm eternally grateful mm-hmm. because these are hard things that we've decided to take hard things to go do and build. And all of the people that work here are incredibly talented.
Mm-hmm.
Incredibly talented. And so if they made the choice to come and work with with us. I am just grateful.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the reality of it is the way AI transformation is happening and all of those things, the nature of work is changing.
Right.
And therefore, some things that were being done manually are basically being done. So it's not even that we are reducing like the headcount. It's just that like the kind of things that we want people to be focused on are changing. So we need like more people in a particular space versus like another space, right? And these things don't happen, David, very often, but the AI revolution is effectively like a once in a lifetime type of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when these things happen, these are incredibly hard decisions to effectively make because these are people who spend time, effort, energy to build things, to take things to customers, work on really, really hard problems. And so these are hard decisions for an entrepreneur or a leader to effectively eventually have to do what's right for the business, but it doesn't minimize the fact that I am just really, really grateful for their work. The reality of it is, David, there are different ways to build a company. You can talk to basically anyone at Innovaser. Generally, you would hear, we are a very warm place. It's very cordial. Everyone is being a good person is important to us. It's not important to like every company, it is important to us. And so meeting the legal standard is not the standard that we work with.
All right, excellent. Well, this has been great. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care now. Bye-bye. If you'd like to learn more about how Abhinav Shawshank thinks, please read our Q&A with him on foresighthealth.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Dave Berta for Foresight Health.